You're holding by the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Hanoisein LaYoev Koyach. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, the King of the world, who gives strength to the weary. So, this bracha is based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. Yeshaya, Kapitel Mem, Pasuk Chavtes. The pasuk says, Noisein la'yoev koyach, ula'ein oinem otzma, ula'ein oinem otzma yarve. He gives strength to the weary, and to those who have no strength, he increases strength. And all the Mefarshim on that pasuk say that that pasuk is referring to La'asid Lavoi. He's talking about the time of Mashiach. In the words of the Metzudas David, he says, Yovay Azman, the time will come, Sheyitein Koyach LiYisrael, that Hashem will give Koyach to the Eden, Hayoif Bagoyla, who are so weary in Golos. So, the Poshut Pshat in the Posuk, Poshut Pshat in the Posuk, Hanoisein LaYoif Koyach, is that Hashem will give strength to Klal Yisrael, who is weary in Golos. But that cannot be the that's Poshut Pshat in the Bracha. Noisein LaYoif Koyach. But it cannot be Poshut Pshat in the Bracha, because we make this bracha every morning. So every morning we must be making this bracha on something that transpires every morning, not something that's going to happen, loss of love. So the Arizal says that when a Yid does an Avera, a Yid compromises the levush of his neshama. Every neshama has a levush, has a garment. And when he does an avera, one compromises this garment of the neshama. Some averas are so severe, or a person does so many averas, that the person becomes bereft of his garment altogether. The chesed of the Rabbeinu Shlalem is that even though when the Yid returns their neshama, the Yid might be returning a neshama that is either bereft of a garment or that the garment has been severely compromised, every morning the Rabbeinu Shlalem returns the neshama with a brand new garment. So the Arizal says that the bracha of Malbish Arumim, that we say, the bracha that we bless Hashem for clothing, the naked, is referring to someone that is referring to the times when we return our neshama totally naked, totally bereft of the levush, and Hashem clothes our neshama. That's why we make the bracha every morning, Malbish Arumim. And then, for the times that we return to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, a compromised neshama, it's not totally naked, but it's a compromised neshama, for that, we have the bracha of Hanoisen LaYoev Koyach, that Hashem gives strength to the weary, and Neshama comes up with a very weary levush, and it is the levush is restored with its koyach as new. And this is why, according to the Arizal, the bracha Hanoisen LaYoev Koyach is said immediately after Malbush Arum. Different order than we say it. We say Hanoisen LaYoev Koyach at the end. Now this bracha of Hanoisen LaYoev Koyach is not mentioned in the Gemara at all. In the tour in Orach Chaim Siman Men Vav, the Torah says like this: Oyd yesh bracha achas b'sidurei Ashkenaz. There is another bracha in the Ashkenazic sidurim, says the Torah. And the bracha is Hanoisein LaYoev Koyach. V'niskana says the Torah, the reason why this bracha was established, V'niskana masha adam mafkid nishmasoi bo'erev yada kadosh baruch hu ayefa me'avoda kasha shal kol hayom. It was established for that a person gives back, a person deposits his neshama every evening in Hashem's hands, a tired neshama from the difficult work of all day. And Hashem returns the neshama in the morning, a refreshed neshama. So that's why we make the bracha, that's what the Torah says. And the Torah brings a medrash. It says in the medrash, on the pasuk, chadoshim labekorim, rabba munasecha. David HaMelech says, every morning, I am new. Chadoshim labekorim, rabba munasecha, great is your trustworthiness. And the medrash says, "Baser v'dam mafkid pikadim yad chaveiro." When a human being allows another person to use their object, "Magzira loy baloy makolkol," the person returns it back used and sometimes destroyed. "Avol adam mafkid b'chol erev nishmasa b'yad haKadosh Baruch Hu," says the medrash. But every night, a person deposits their neshama with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Uayefa, and the neshama is tired and weary. Umachzira loy chadasha regua, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam returns a new relaxed neshama.
Neshama
gets
tired spiritual. How does
a
goof get tired?
It has to be that we're talking about the goof doesn't get tired either, because the goof is just a diamond. It's the nefesh achiyonis that we're talking about. It's the nefesh that the tiredness that you feel is in the nefesh achiyonis. And every morning when you wake up, you feel refreshed. That's what we're saying the bracha on nice on the yof kayach for. Now, the Bis Yosef on this tour says, it's interesting to hear his lashon. He says, "Aval pi sheyesh smach yofe levarach bracha zu," even though there is definitely nice, there's nice things to rely on to say this bracha. "May achash le'nizkir b'talmud," since it is not mentioned in the Gemara, "eini yodeya eich hoyereshus l'shum adam l'sakna." I don't know how any person had the right to establish such a bracha. "Val kein ein lo emra," therefore, concludes the Bis Yosef, it should not be said. That is why the Sfaradim do not say the bracha.
But if you look at anything you want to do, you can daven
anything. Not a bracha. You can't say a bracha. You can't make up your own brachas. What? The Tzlaisa d'Avram, the Chechenover, takes the Bis Yosef to task, and he brings a whole slew of brachas that are not mentioned in the Gemara that we do say, even according to the Bis Yosef. So he has a whole maracha. But the Tzlaisa d'Avram asks a different kasha. Why do we say the bracha nois in the Yov Koyach? We already said the bracha, Amachz and Neshomas, the Vgara Mason. It seems to be the same type of bracha. Right, where we thank Hashem for returning our neshama to our dead body. Oh, very good. So in the words of the Chechenover, he answers that the first bracha, We're saying the bracha Amachz Neshamas Levgar Meisim, that Hashem returned our neshamas and removed the weariness from it. And this bracha, not only did He remove the weariness, Hashem gives it koyach. Hashem gives it strength. Hashem gives our Hashem reinvigorates our neshama.
Say this one.
Huh?
So just say this one. We don't lose our amazing.
And only say on this one that you have koyach.
Yeah.
And not say magz and neshama of gar amazing. Well, it happens to be that we do see in the brachas that we do say in the order of the brachas also. We do say, in order to make more brachas, we do say the lesser first in order to be able to appreciate each level. We have to say a bracha for each level separately.
So we're saying that each bracha refers to a different level of the neshama.
No, I'm not saying that. We're just saying that there's a different level. Here, one level is, Hashem, you removed my tiredness. You removed my weariness. Second level is, I'm blessing you that you gave me koyach. Right? I could have just said one bracha that you gave me koyach, and that would indicate already that you removed my weariness. No, but I want to thank you for each level separately. I want to thank you for removing my weariness, and I want to thank you separately for giving me koyach. We can't take anything for granted.
Okay, so different aspects.
Different aspects. So that was pshat. Now we need to understand, do you know what the word is used, the real word for wary is? Not yoiv. Oyev. Why do we say yoiv? Yes, that's the, right, the Lashon of the Pasuk is noisein la yoiv koyach. It is the Lashon of the Pasuk. But why yoiv and not oyev? In the Pasuk it says, va'ato oyev v'yogeya. By Amalek. So why here do we say Yoiv? you can't even see straight. We also need to understand now the Chachanover says the reason why we say this bracha when I say the Yoiv Koyach at the end is because all the other brachas are mentioned in the Gemara. So the brachas that are mentioned in the Gemara take precedence over this bracha that is not mentioned in the Gemara. Ay, Hamar Rishena is mentioned in the Gemara, right, so he has to go through a couple of hoops to figure that out. But no, Yoif is a Shem Dover. Yoif is a tired person. A wary Neshama. But I believe that there's an order here. Of Oyze Yisrael b'Gvura, Oyta Yisrael b'Sifara, Hanoisein l'Yoiv Koyach, and I will explain. You're saying that Oyef is wariness?
Yeah, just timeless. I don't know. I might think it's not that great.
Oh, I don't think so. I think they're synonymous. I think they both. We find numerous words like that, Kesev and Keves. Right? We find that the letters exchange. But there might be a reason for it. I didn't count Sphira yet, so when I say what number it is tonight, I do not intend to be out to the mitzvah. So every day of the Sphira has its unique message as to how to prepare us for Kabbalah Satayra. So we need to know what the unique message of day 26 is. The character trait that is associated, the midah that is associated with day 26 is hoid shebenetzach, which means beauty within triumph, within victory. We need to know what that means, b'chlal, and what kind of, what do we need to refine? How do we need to, what do we need to do to refine the midah of hoid shemenetzach in order to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Zot Torah? So I would like to say like this. We find a terminology that is used throughout whenever Yetzias Mitzrayim is spoken about. We find the term Chozik Yod, a strong hand. That Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand. Yod Chazaka was Roya Tuya. Chozik Yod Etzion Hashem Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Is Chas V'Sholom, is there a weak hand? The Rebbeinu Shlalom only has a strong hand. So why does the Pasuk need to mention V'Chayzik Yad? The Pasuk says, V'Hoya l'Oysal Yadcha u'l'taytofa is bein einecha. It should be a sign on your hand and tefillin between your eyes because Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand. Now, the Chazal learned from the fact that Yod Cha is written out Yud Dal Chaf Hey instead of the way it's usually written Yud Dal and the Chaf. It's written out Yud Dal Chaf Hey. So Chazal learned from there that you're supposed to put the tefillin on Yad Keha. On the weekend. So now the Pasuk doesn't even, it's very difficult to understand the Pasuk now. You should put the tefillin on your weak hand because with a strong hand Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. Now, how does that make any sense? At the end of the Parsha is B'Shalach. We have the Parsha of Amalek, and I've pointed out countless times. Pasuk says to Yahweh Amalek, Vayilachom Yisrael Berefidim, that Amalek came and fought with Yisrael Berefidim. Chazal say, Sherafu Yudeim in HaTorah, that they weakened their hands from the Torah. So we need to understand what is the weakening of the hands instead of it weakening themselves from the Torah. It doesn't say Rafu Asmam in HaTorah, it's Rafu Yudeim in HaTorah. And we know that the hands play a tremendous role here because Kashi Yadam Ashi Yodoi. The Gavra Yisrael, when Moshe would lift his hands, when Yisrael would be victorious, Chashaniach Yodai, the Gavra Amalek, would put his hands down, Amalek would be victorious. So what is it with the hands? And the truth is, Chazal already asked this question in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Chazal asked, Chiyadav Shal Moshe Oisos Mochama, Shevis Mochama. That's a Mishnah. Do Moshe's hands make war or break war? Elo, rather, calls Mashi Yisrael, Kedemstak, Meklav, Emala, Meshav, Meslib, Amlavim, Shabbat, Shemayim. When Bnei Yisrael would look heavenward and subjugate their heart to the Father in heaven, they would be victorious. So, first of all, by any other war, they didn't need to subjugate their heart to the Father in heaven. Only by this Mocham. And why La'avim Shabbat Shemayim? Why to their Father in Heaven? La'Hashem Yisbarach, La'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why is the term used to their Father in Heaven? La'avim Shabbat Shemayim. Both in Parshas B'Shalach and in Parshas Kiseitze, it says, Ki Mocha Yem Chazeich Ramalek Mitachas HaShemayim. I will erase the memory of Amalek or Timcha Zeich Amalek Mitach Sashram from underneath the heavens. Why do underneath the heavens need to be mentioned here? Obviously, we're not going to erase Amalek from over the heavens. Well, Yoimer, it says in the Pasuk, Ki Yad al Kes Ka. The hand covers Ka, the Yud Kei. V'chomash Hashem Amalek M'dor. This is the battle of Hashem with Amalek for every generation. What does this pasuk mean? The hand is covering the Yud Kei. In Parshas Kiseitze, right, it says, "Zachas Hashos Lachal Malak B'Derech B'Teischem Mitzrayim." Remember what Amalek did to you on the way when you were leaving Mitzrayim. So there we need to understand why B'derech Mitzeskel Mitzrayim seems to be extra. We all know when Amalek attacked us. Why does the Pasuk need to mention it? The Pasuk says, Vayizanev b'cha akla nechashalem acharecha. Amalek smote within you all those that were dragging behind you. Says Rashi on the word nechashalem, chaseire koyach mach maschetom. They were lacking koyach, they were lacking strength because of their averus. So we understand why, due to a person's due to their averus, Amalek was able to have an effect on them. But just because they were wary, chaseire koyach, they didn't have koyach, that's why Amalek is able to attack them. And finally, it says, Loi tishkach, do not forget. And again, the Mefarshim Chazal already asked, it said Zohar, it said already remember, why does it have to say Loi tishkach? Why does it have to say don't forget? So, I think we can understand this based on the dialogue that Moshe Rabbeinu had with the Rabbeinu Shalom at the Sna, at the burning bush. When Rabbeinu Shalom tells Moshe to go to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Moshe asks the Rabbeinu Shalom, "Chi'oiti as Bnei Yisrael eretz Mitzrayim? Will I be able to take them out of Mitzrayim?" Or, and Rashi explains that that means, "What zchus do they have to go out of Mitzrayim?" To which Hashem responds, when you take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, they will serve me on this mountain. And the way Rashi understands this, is that they do not have any merit right now. However, when they come out of Mitzrayim, they'll be mekabel the Torah. It's in the zchus of Kabbalah HaTorah, this future zchus that they will be zaychet to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, I believe that there's a very deep message here. And that is that Moshe Rabbeinu's question was, V'chi'oiti as Bnei Yisrael eretz Mitzrayim? How will I be able to take Bnei Yisrael out of Tumas Mitzrayim? Bnei Yisrael is a Memtesh Aritumma. They have sunk to 49 levels of Tumah. They know how lowly they are. They have despaired already. They've given up on themselves. How can I possibly remove them? How can I extract them from the Tumah of Mitzrayim? So the Rebbeinu Shlomo told Moshe, listen, I'm going to teach you something that you need to teach this dor, this generation, and this is something that Klal Yisrael has to know for all generations. And that is that a Yid that finds themselves in Tumah, a Yid that finds themselves having done an Avera, a Yid that finds themselves in a situation of despair because they have fallen so low, a Yid should not focus on their Hoive or their Avar. A Yid should not focus on their current situation or on their past. A Yid should focus on what they can become. A Yid should focus on the future. And when a Yid focuses on what they can become, it illuminates their current situation as well. And they're able to deal with the situation they're in. If a Yid sits in the blotta, if a Yid sits in the swamp, in the matzav that they're in, there's no way they're going to be able to get out of Mitzrayim. So Moshe, you asked, how are you going to get Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? Have them focus on Kabbalah HaTorah. Tell them when they leave Mitzrayim, they're going to be Mekabel HaTorah. That should be their focus. Stop focusing on where you are or where you were. Focus on where you're going to be. And perhaps this is why 4/5 of Bnei Yisrael perished in Mitzrayim. Only 1/5 left. only one-fifth had the ability, had the strength to be able to remove their focus from where they are and where they were and to focus on the future. Only one-fifth had that ability. Four-fifths died in the darkness of despair. Makas Choshech. Meaning their spirituality perished in this darkness. Right, it was because they couldn't remove their focus. They were so involved in where they were that they couldn't move their focus to the future. It could be that they couldn't believe. They couldn't believe that they have the ability to extract themselves. Tzaddik says that every yid is a ma'amin. Every yid is a believer. By nature, every yid is a believer in Hashem. It's just that some Jews don't believe that they believe. Some yid just don't believe that they believe. Every yid has the ability to remove their focus from what they've done and from the tumah that they're in, if they'd only be able to focus on what they can be, on the Kabbalah Satorah of the future. But 4/5 of Klal Yisrael didn't believe that they have the ability to extract themselves from the tumah. Now, Shlomo HaMelech says in Kehelet, L'chol zman ve'es l'chol chefetz tachas ha-shamayim. Forever, there's a time for everything underneath the heavens. And he goes on to list es l'oledes ve'es lamus, the time to be born, a time to die, a time to laugh, a time to cry. He goes on and he lists 28 different times. 14 of those are good times, 14 of those are bad times. Now, according to what we've just said, while a person is in their 14 lowly times, while a person is in their 14, a person throughout life goes through these 28 different times, while a person is in their 14 weak times, the avodah of the person is to focus on the future, which the future holds the 14 good times. And that enables the person to be able to deal with the 14 weak times that they're in. It actually strengthens the weak period that the person is in. It's that outlook at the future that allows that it gives the person the ability to deal with the present. So, when we were in Mitzrayim, in Memtesh Arai Tum, we were in the 49, stooped in the 49 levels of Tumah. We had despaired while we were in those 14. Seem to be bad times. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo strengthened our Yud Dalid, our 14, our Yad. He strengthened our 14 weak times by enabling us to look forward, to look ahead at the 14 good times. So B'choizik Yod, it was by strengthening the Yod, the Yud Dalid, the 14 weak times, that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says later on by the Chet HaEgel, he says to Hashem, "At Asher Yitzeisom Eretz Mitzrayim, you took them out of Mitzrayim, B'koyach Godol uviyad Chazaka." Right? Two times Yad, two times 14 is Koyach, is 28. Right? You took them out of Mitzrayim. How did you take them out of Mitzrayim? Asher Yitzeisom Eretz Mitzrayim, B'koyach Godol, by giving them 28 good times. How? V'yad chazaka, because you strengthened even their 14 weak times. And the way a person strengthens their 14 week times is by being able, is by looking ahead at the strong times that lay ahead. And that's why that is the purpose of putting the tefillin on the Yad Keah. Right? We have every person has a strong hand and a weak hand. A strong yad and a weak yad, which represent, the strong yad represents the person's 14 strong times of his life, and the person's weak yad represents the 14 weak times of one's life. And our avodah is to take the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and put it on that weak yad to indicate that we need to strengthen our 14 weak times with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad by accepting upon ourselves from now on Malchus Shemayim. Although perhaps until now or now it's a weak time, but with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad we can strengthen those 14 weak times, the Yad Keah. And that's why the pasuk says, "Why lachol yisal yadcha." Why? It's because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with this Chozek Yod by strengthening the 14 times. Now, Amalek's Koyach, the Koyach of evil in the world, the Koyach of Amalek, is to have us look back, to have us look at our past, to have us sulk in our present. So it was Rafu Yedehem in HaTorah. It was when we weakened our Yad. That is when Vayavai Amalek. And Amalek has an effect on the Chaserei Koyach. And those who are lacking the Chav Ches, those who are lacking the Koyach, those who are lacking the 28 strong times, that's who Amalek has the ability to have an effect upon. So the way we were able to overcome Amalek was by Moshe Rabbeinu lifting both of his hands, his Yodayim. He lifted both of his Yodayim to indicate to Klal Yisrael that a Yid needs to elevate all 28 of their Zman, all 28 of their Itim. And that's why the pasuk says, "Timche zeicher Amalek mitachas Hashemayim," because Shlomo HaMelech says, "The koil zman ve'es lachol chayfetz tachas Hashemayim." There is 28 itim that are underneath the heaven, so don't allow Amalek to enter those 28 periods that are tachas Hashemayim. Timche zeicher Amalek mitachas Hashemayim. So that's why the pasuk mentions Zochar Asher Asah Amalek Baderech Metzeis Chama Mitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did to you while you were leaving Mitzrayim. Your whole leaving Mitzrayim was only due to the ability to look ahead at Kabbalah HaTorah, and Amalek wanted to destroy that. Now, the Rebbeinu Shlomo's name Yudkei Vavkei, which is Gematria 26, which is, to say what it is, because I didn't count Sphere yet. Right. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo's name, Yud Kei Vavkei, the definition of Yud Kei Vavkei is Hoya Hoiva V'Yia. Right? He was, he is, and he will be. Ovar, the Hoiva, and the Yosef. It's interesting, though, is that Hashem's name begins with Yud Kei, which means the future. Doesn't the past come before the future? Why does Hashem's name begin with the future and then the present and the past? And that's because there's a message here. The way to deal with the present and the past is by focusing on the future. That is how a Yid can manage their present and their past, is by focusing on what a Yid can become. So it has to start with the Yud Kei. It has to start with what you can become. And that's why Amalek is kiyod al keiska. Amalek wanted to cover up. They wanted to bring out the yad, the weak yad, by covering up the yud k, not allowing us to focus on the future. So now we can understand the order. We learned last week that Oizei Yisrael b'gvura, right, we kiss Hashal Yad, and my Oizei Yisrael b'sifara, we kiss Hashal Rosh. Oizei Yisrael b'gvura means that Hashem girds us with strength. He's machazik. He strengthens our Yad Kea. He strengthens our 14 periods of weakness. Oizei Yisrael b'gvura. And then Oite Yisrael b'sifara z'shal rosh, and then we make the bracha Hanoisein la'yoyev koyach, that the Rebbeinu Shlalem gives the weary koyach, that the Rebbeinu Shlalem gives us all 28 of our all different, all 28 periods of our life. So the brachas flow very nicely. It's only after Oite Yisrael b'gvura, specifically Oizei Yisrael b'gvura, that we say Anoisan the Yoiv Koyach, but we can't. We first have to put on the Shalroish and say Oizei Yisrael b'sifara first, then we can make the Baruch of Anoisan the Yoiv Koyach. Now, there's a Chassam Sofer brings in the beginning of Parshas Boy, Chassam Sofer brings a Reb Shamshon Astrapola. He says on the pasuk Boyal Paroi. So all the Mefarshim Amadaik that the Rebbeinu Shlalem never told Moshe which Maki he's going to bring. Parshas Boy begins with Makas Arba. How did Moshe know to warn Paroi that Makas Arba is coming? So Reb Shamshon Astrapola says that there are letters that are exchangeable. All letters are exchangeable. But the letters, all letters that are articulated with the lips are exchangeable. So Beis, Vav, Mem, and Fe are the four letters that are articulated with the lips. Those are interchangeable. Then there are letters that are articulated with the throat. Oisis Hagorain. Those are Aleph, Ches, Hay, and Ayin. So the letter Pe can be exchanged with a Beis, and the letter Ayin can be exchanged with an Aleph. Now, you take the word parai, pei, resh, ayin, hey, says Reb Shamshon Astrapola, and you take out the pei and you put in a beis, and you take out the ayin, you put in an aleph, you're left with aleph, resh, beis, hey, which is arba. Right? By putting the beis and the aleph into parai, you come to Makas Arba. That's why Hashem said to Moshe, boy is beis aleph. Boy el parai, take the beis aleph, put it into parai, and you know what makah I'm going to bring you, right? And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu knew to bring makas arba. Reb Shamshon Astrapola, way before Hasidim, Tach, he was killed. So, now, what does this mean for our avodas Hashem? It's a bit late, so let's do this quickly. The ayin represents the foreskin, the orla that covers the bria. It doesn't allow us to see the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The letter aleph, right, represents the or, the light of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. A yid is supposed to be able to see through the foreskin of the bria and to see the or, to see through the ayin and see the aleph. That is the difference between the ayin and the aleph. Let's back up a second. The Chassam Sofer says a beautiful pshat on the pasuk: Netzor l'shon chomeira usfasecha medamer. No, before that. Says that people who choose life will always try to see good in everything. Because everything truly is good. And a person will never say that something is bad. So a person has to be careful with two things. Their eyes should only see good, and their mouth should only speak good. Who is a person who desires life? Oyev yamim liroy stoy will only see the good. Netzor l'shoin chomeira. Be careful, don't say that anything is bad. Because everything is truly good. So the two koyches that we have to be careful with is with our eyes and with our mouth, which is our ayin and our pei. Our ayin is our eyes and our pei is our mouth. Both of those are in paroi. Right? The ayin and the pei. We have to make sure that our ayin sees the aleph, sees the or of the Rabbi Nishalolam, and that our peh also sees the base. The base means the inside, the panemius. I'll be there in 2 minutes. The base means the panemius, but it says in the pasuk, ba'ayis mechutz, right? The base means the panemius. The person should always see the what is inside. That is the inyan of exchange, taking out the ayin and the pei from paroi and putting in the beis and the aleph. Now, the word yo'ef has an ayin and a pei in it, which means the eye and the mouth. If a person precedes the yud, which is represents the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to their ayin and the pei, that they see things with a godly look and they say things the way a godly person should speak, that is how a person is able to strengthen all of their 28 periods, because a person knows that everything that Rebbeinu Shalom does is good. So it's hanoising la yoef koyach. An oyef does not have koyach. An oyef is someone who doesn't have the yud before their ayin and pei. They don't have koyach. It's only a yoef that has koyach. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam. Hanoising la yoef koyach. That is what day 26, which is yud kei vav kei. It's only through looking at the good of the future that we can deal with the present and the past. And that is Hoyt Shevenetzach. That is, we're able to be Menatzeach Amalek through Hoyd, which is Gematria Yud Kei. Yud Kei is, Hoyd is 15, Yud Kei is focusing on the future, the Yiyah of Hashem's name. May we all be Zoicha, that through focusing on the future, we should be mechazik all of our chav chesitim. We should have koyach godol and yad chazaka. We should be zeichet to kabbalas atoyim v'shleimus by always looking forward towards kabbalas atoyim.